Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 5, Knowledge and Experience. Where does knowledge originate?
So far we've been considering some basic concepts, and by this time I think you should be comfortable with the basic idea of these concepts: belief, truth, justification, knowledge, and rationality. These are the sort of building blocks and basic tools of thinking about questions. So now that we've got these under our belts, we can now start to consider some real philosophical questions in which they play a role. And my idea, of course, is to try to prepare you for these questions by already building up in you a sort of reflective understanding of the basic concepts that will be used. So the question I want to deal with now, under the heading of knowledge and experience, is this: where does our knowledge come from? How do we arrive at our knowledge? What's its basis? This question belongs to epistemology, or the theory of knowledge. So it's the question of how it is that we come by the beliefs we have about the various things that we know about. Where do they actually come from? Well, there are two schools of thought about this, which I'll explain in turn. The first is called empiricism. This was the position which was championed, particularly in the 17th century, by John Locke, George Berkeley, and David Hume, usually called the British empiricists. For some reason, all the empiricists were British. And they held that knowledge derives entirely from sense experience. So every piece of knowledge that we have derives ultimately from sense experience. What we see, what we touch, what we hear, and so on. Now, let me just say to begin with that when we ask where does knowledge come from, you might be inclined to say, well, don't we get knowledge from our teachers? Don't we get it from books, from television, from magazines? Isn't that where knowledge comes from? Well, yes, much of the knowledge that we human beings have comes from these sources. It's sometimes called testimony. So what philosophers call knowledge by testimony, knowledge by what other people say to you. But that's not the real question we're interested in. We're interested in the question of where does the person who tells you the knowledge get the knowledge from? And if that person got it from somebody else, where did the original person get the knowledge from? So the question is, where does knowledge originate? So when I say where does knowledge come from, of course it comes from other people in terms of our teachers and what they tell us. But the question is, where did the people who first acquired the knowledge get that knowledge from? Okay, so that's just to clarify. So the empiricists, in holding that all knowledge derives from sense experience, they, of course, were not doubting that you can acquire knowledge from other people. What they thought was that when you trace this chain back, you always find somebody who was having a particular sense experience, and that was the way in which they formed their knowledge. And what's a characteristic of the empiricists is to hold that this is the only kind of knowledge. All the knowledge that we have of any kind whatsoever derives from sense experience, from what you see, you touch, you hear, taste, smell, and so on. So what you should think of here is that the way the empiricist thinks is there's the knowing consciousness, which is a sort of sensory system. It's confronted by the external world in the form of things, information coming from the external world. This information impinges on the person's consciousness, and as a result of that, certain things are known or believed about the external world. So there's a process here of abstraction and acquisition from things. We abstract everything from what comes in through our senses, so our concepts are all abstractions from what we experience through our senses. For example, where does my concept red come from? Well, I've seen red things, and I perform this process of abstraction on my experiences of red things, and thereby I come to have the concept of red, and that concept is rather like an image of red, so I see something red, and then I form a mental image of that later on. That's my concept. I form that then into a belief. So if I believe that fire engines are red, I do so because I've got this image of red, and I combine it with my image of a fire engine into the belief that fire engines are red, and I derive that in almost all entirely from my sensory experience of looking at fire engines and the like. So that's what empiricism says about knowledge. One of the things it historically was intending to do was to undermine the claims of religion. In religion, of course, you'll notice that sometimes it said that there's another source of knowledge called revelation.